penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE4 is GYQ monitoring.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE4 is GYQ monitoring. KE4 is GYQ on frequency.
WDOG is mobile and on frequency.
Yep, didn't catch that call sign because it was so fast. This is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, John Clinton Township. Just getting ready for the SET today.
Copy that, sir. It's Whiskey 8 Delta Oscar Delta. Nice to meet you. Here's Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell, hopefully your travels are taking you pretty safe and sound there, no troubles. Yeah, I didn't know if you were on this frequency for the preparation for the SET or just traveling. Back to you.
Just traveling. I'm going to work on the balloon launch today. So, my business. Thank you very much, sir. I'm going to get my eyes back on the road. WADOD, they're monitoring.
Yep, well, I hope that balloon launch has some biodegradable products in it, because when they send off a bunch of balloons with rubber and byproducts, they get caught in all sorts of things, kill wildlife and all that fun stuff, so I kind of cringe when I see a TV program that they're sending hundreds of balloons up in the air for the sake of somebody that passed away. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there goes a lot of wildlife and who knows what else, animals that may chew on it, eat it, whatever. They need to have biodegradable products somehow. So much for my soapbox. KE4ZYQ clear, but listening out.
Yes, sir. This is WADOD. That makes sense, but this is actually a scientific launch for the Midland Middle School. We have a tracking team and everything. We're going to track it and recover it. So it's a scientific adventure. Copy.
Yeah, if it's a kind of a release and catch and retrieve, that makes sense, that if they can do that. Yeah, if it's only a few balloons or so, and not hundreds or several, you know, several of them, and they just let them randomly go wherever, never retrieve them, that would be bad. But anyhow, KE4ZYQ monitoring the frequency.
This is Kilo 8, Lima Mike. I'm also going to participate in balloon launch today, and to the operator who mentioned about the environmental concerns, it's a good concern. Just want to let you know the balloon is retrievable. Everything's recovered and brought back to the school. Kilo 8, Lima Mike.
Yep, very good. Yeah, well, environment, animals, all that's important, as most people say. So very good. Have a good launch, and I'm not sure if they'll keep this repeater linked to your system, but this one's going to be active for the Michigan State of Michigan's SET today. So K4 is...
ZYQ, I think it was. You got to remember you're on a linked repeater system, and your repeater in Macomb County will be disconnected from the network, or disconnected from 145.31, because they're going to be in that repeater for the balloon launch today, so there's not going to be any confrontation. So just got to bear with it a little bit till stuff happens, and get taken care of. Nobody needs to get confused about it. It'll be disconnected. KVSWR.
Yep, understood about being disconnected for the SET today. And station out there that called out last, sound like a mobile, go ahead. KE4 to ZYQ. There was a KB8 or something out there that chimed in. Go ahead, KE4 to ZYQ. Well, I guess I was hearing things. KE4 ZYQ clear, but monitor.
Remote already in this mode. Node 41013 disconnected. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. VHF hub connected to Guilford 31.
Good morning, W8KEA. The time is 7:51 a.m.
Kilo 8, Lima Mike, mobile and listening.
Good morning, W8KEA. The time is 8:11 a.m.
Welcome to the VE3MCR repeater. Good morning. The time is 8:15 a.m.
Good morning, W8KEA. The time is 8:21 a.m.
I've arrived at the camp, but there's a bit of a traffic jam getting in.
Okay, getting into the campground or to get it to our spot?
Just getting in the driveway. We got a whole bunch of people that arrived at the same time, and they're trying to figure out which way to go.
Okay. Well, we're just passing the Airport Wash camp here, so we'll be there shortly.
Good morning, W8KEA. The time is 8:31 a.m. Good morning, W8KEA. The time is 8:42 a.m.
I'll be there in a minute.
Sure, sir.
Fly, W8VY from WDNHB. Exercise traffic, over.
WDNHB, this is the new UI, go ahead.
W8UI, this is WDNHB. Exercise traffic. I have put the St. Joseph County response net to this simulated emergency test in standby. Prepare to copy frequency, over.
Go ahead, read your frequency.
WDNHB. Frequency is 442.150. DL is 94.
Good morning, W8KEA repeater. The time is 8:54 a.m.
Good morning.
one. It's very strong, but I have a hunch that internet's blocked to it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get into my SEMs, but if this under fucking connection, I won't be doing that.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8MCD from WZ at AXB.
WZ at AXB, W8MCD.
This is WZ at AXB, exercise traffic. Did you hear somebody on 3932? Was that the stadium feed? They were completely unreadable, over.
Just now turning on the radio, so I don't have information yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got nothing for you then. I thought it was WSADOC on 3932, and there was a lot of mumbling chatter, but it was all down in the static level. Exercise traffic, nothing further.
Bridget truck, WAM.
John?
How are you this fine morning?
Well, it was kind of cold to get out. I'm monitoring the activities here on 2 meters, and
I guess something else is going on statewide, but yeah, I'm just I'm doing things in the house this morning, and I thought at least I would tell you you have a good signal into this repeater.
That I appreciate that. Yes, we are setting up. We'll be starting up a net here pretty soon for the balloon recovery, and so I just wanted to do a radio check to make sure I'm getting out.
Oh, very good.
Hey, John, well, just keep listening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KHGTG standing by.
Very good. Have a good morning, and have a good exercise, and that's all I have for the net, KHGTG. Good morning.
WAQOI, radio check.
This is KHGTG with your radio check. You're coming in loud and clear. This is KHGTG. Just letting you know, for anyone who's listening in for the balloon launch, the launch team will be deploying the balloon in probably about 15 to 20 minutes. And when we are really close to that point, we will start up a formal net so that you can listen in and listen to the teams chase it. So we're all standing by in the interim. So this is KHGTG, and we'll be back in a few.
WAQ. WAQOI, radio check, radio 2.
Go ahead, radio check. This is KHGTG.
WAQOI, just double-checking the second radio. Thank you.
You're coming in loud and clear. KHGTG, standing by. KHGTG, radio check.
GPG, KBSA, radio check.
Thank you, sir. You're coming in loud and clear, too. KHGTG, standing by.
WATOD. WATOD, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
WATOD, this is KHGTG. You're coming in loud and clear.
Copy.
W8MHS, W8MHS, K0ACD.
This is W8MHS, go ahead.
Just making sure we got you.
Copy that, you're coming in 5-9. This is W8MHS, standing by.
What? W8DOD, mobile and off frequency.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WACMN repeater in Guilford.
MHS, this is WATOD, I'll copy.
This is WAMHS, you're coming in loud and clear.
Copy, thank you.
This is WAMHS, standing by for the balloon launch.
W8MHS, this is K0ACP.
K0ACP, this is W8MHS. Go ahead, sir.
We're just on our way to the Colwood Bar.
Copy that. This is W8MHS, standing by.
W8MHS, K0ACP. Wondering if you're seeing me on APERS beaconing yet.
W8MHS, stand by, please.
Also, MHS, W8DOD is beaconing also.
K0ACP, this is W8MHS. Yes, you are beaconing your APER's location.
W8MHS, copy that. Thank you very much. This is K0ACP monitoring.
NADRF.
NADRF, go ahead.
I'm leaving the command center. We're heading the road, heading up towards the where the RDF guys are going to set up.
Copy that. This is W8MHS, standing by. W8DOD, this is W8MHS.
Go for W8DOD.
You are properly beaconing on APERS, I can see on the map.
Roger that, thank you. W8DOD, Mari.
And W8MHS, standing by.
NADRF.
NADRF, W8MHS.
Just got an update from the launch site. The payload has been tied onto the parachute, but the line has not been attached to the balloon yet. That's happening shortly.
Copy that. Sounds like we're pretty close to launch. This is W8MHS, standing by.
NADRF. NADRF.
NADRF, this is W8MHS, go ahead.
The balloon has launched.
Copy that. We see it on the map. We see it's launched. Thank you. I'll start up on that. QST, QST, QST. Good morning, everyone. This is W8MHS transmitting from the Akron Fairgrove High School. Today we will be assisting students in the recovery of a helium balloon as it crosses from the Ovid area, which is kind of south of the Tri-Cities, towards the Akron Fairgrove area. We'd like to thank the Central Michigan Emergency Network for the use of their repeaters. This network is available for normal repeater use, but you may hear the teams call in with balloon location reports. This activity will likely continue through, probably around lunchtime, noontime today. Again, this is Met Control for the Balloon Activity Station, and this is W8MHS. I myself am Jack, K8GTG. I'll identify with W8MHS. So we will be standing by in probably in about 15 minutes. The students will start locking in on the balloon and calling in with their report. So again, thank everybody for the use of the repeater, and that's the kind of traffic you'll be hearing for at least the next hour. This is W8MHS standing by.
N8ERF, Net Control.
N8ERF, this is W8MHS. Go ahead.
Requesting location of W8DOD.
Stand by. This is W8MHS to W8DOD.
Yeah, W8DOD, go ahead.
Location.
Unionville by the library parking lot. You want GPS?
Negative, just across the street.
Stand by. We're moving. Stand by.
DOD is slightly to your south.
Okay. He's on the Columbia, at the Columbia Township Library, is that right? On Phelps and Center Street?
That's correct. We're heading a little bit south toward Akron now to find a place to pull off launch.
Very well. NADRF.
WADOD.
W8MHS, K0ACP.
K0ACP, go ahead. This is W8MHS.
Roger, we are at the Colwood Bar, and Mike ADR Spiegel should be showing our exact location. Over.
Copy that. Thank you. This is W8MHS, standing by.
Also, we are seeing the balloon beacon on this on my radio here.
Copy that. We're seeing it too. W8MHS, standing by.
W8MHS, K0ACP.
This is W8MHS. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, Jack. We still have no copy on the beacon here, but we are tracking it both on Amherst.fi and on my radio.
I copy that. Same here. We know that the balloon is at roughly 24,000 feet and still climbing, and it's moving to the northeastward and at about 127 miles per hour. So. For anyone listening in, the students, the middle school students, built this weather balloon and package, and it is just going. So we too have not locked in on the beacon as well. So, but we'll let you know, or you can let us know, because you got better antennas. W8MHS, standing by.
W8MHS, K0ECP.
W8MHS, go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. We're going to start our bearing taking at 11 o'clock local, and we'll do it every 10 minutes from that. Is that correct?
It is the correct procedure. As a reminder, you will be telling us your time that you took a reading, the direction of the reading, and your location.
Roger that. We are listening now. I don't think we're going to get our reading, but we'll let you know.
Sounds good. W8MHS, standing by. Net control.
Net control, this is W8DOD.
This is W8MHS. Go ahead.
11 o'clock, 203 degrees southwest.
And what's your location?
Give you an actual standby. We're, standby.
We're, this is W8DOD. We're 43 degrees 39.30 north, 83 degrees, 28.53 west. Copy.
Copy. And, but, hey, street cross street would be fine, too. Thanks, sir. W8MHS, standing by. W8DOD, this is W8MHS.
Go ahead, net control, W8DOD.
According to APERS, you are approximately at Pickle Street and Brown Street at the Unionville Village Park. Does that sound about right?
Yes. If you want physicals, I can give you physicals. That's absolutely correct.
Physicals better. So, but good. Thanks for the report. W8MHS, standing by.
Stand by. I have another report for you here shortly, W8DOD.
Standing by.
W8MHS, K0ACP.
ACP, this is W8MHS. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to let you know that we took our first reading at 11:05 in a bearing of 226 degrees.
And location?
The Coldwood Bar and Grill.
Copy that. Thank you. W8MHS. Anybody?
Net control, WATOD.
This is WAMHS net control, go ahead.
Stand by to copy coordinates. Read out 228 southwest at 11:06. 228 southwest at 11:06, copy.
Copy that, thank you. This is WAMHS, standing by.
WADOD, correction, NADRF for net control.
NADRF, go ahead, this is W8MHS.
I just want to clarify whether the 11:06 time was the time the data was reported or when the data was measured. The reading should be taken at 5-minute intervals so that they're reading the same location.
Copy, copy. W8DOD, correction, correction, correction. That would be 11:05. Reading was taken. 11:05. Read back, copy.
It is a copy, and thank you, NADRF. Thank you for the clarification. And we updated the log to 11:05 for your 228 bearing, DOD. This is net control. Standing by.
Copy, and our next reading to you will be at 11:15. W8DOD, standing by.
W8MHS,
K0ACP. ACP, net control, go ahead.
Yes, sir, we took a second bearing at 11:10, and the bearing was 218. 218. Roger.
See that, at 11:10, a bearing of 218.
To
thank you. Thank you, W8MHS. Net control, standing by.
Net control, this is W8DOD.
DOD, go ahead.
So, the timing on the readings, are we doing it every 5, every 15? Because we've got one, or 10, we've got one coming up at 11:15, because don't we want to do it at the same time they're doing it over?
Every 5 is fine.
Okay, so every 5. So we'll have one at 11:15 then, standing by.
Sounds good. W8MHS, standing by.
NADRF.
NADRF, go.
Yeah, for the triangulation to work, you have to have 2 readings. So if only one of them takes a reading at an interval, then it's you can't triangulate anything with it. So they both have to take readings at the same time.
You copy that, DOD?
Copy that. We've got a 2-minute window here. Tell me what it is. 2 minutes.
Sir, thank you. NADRF for the clarification. This is net control, W8MHS. Standing by.
Net control, W8DOD.
OD, go ahead.
11:15 mark, 220 southwest, copy 220 southwest, 11:15.
OD, copied you at 11:15 at 220 southwest, thank you. This is W8MHS, standing by. Zero ACP from net control.
This is K0ACP, go.
Do you perchance have a reading at 11:15?
Yes, we do. Okay, so we give us 220. 220 degrees.
Copy that, ATV. 220 degrees at 1115. This is W8MHS.
Hey Art, W8DOD calling. What's your call sign?
K0ACD.
Chase, K0ACP. This is W8MHS. Go ahead.
I was just responding to, I think, W8DOD wanting to know my call sign.
Sounds good. W8MHS, net control for the balloon launch and recovery, and we've been doing this for about an hour now, and it still continues. So for those listening in, the balloon is currently at, it is currently at roughly 55,000 feet, and is moving on a mostly an eastwardly track, a little bit to the north, but mostly eastward. And the calls that you're hearing are people reporting they're reading the bearings of the balloon as we track it. So this will continue on probably for another hour. This is W8MHS. My name is Jack, and the repeater is free to be used for other uses, but you will be hearing us chiming in with reports every now and then. Until then, W8MHS, standing by.
Net control, KBNS3.
Net control, W8DOD.
This is net control, W8MHS. Go ahead, DOD.
Stand by for a copy. We've got 221 southwest at 1120. Again, 221 southwest at 1120. Copy.
We copy your 1120 reading at 221. Thank you, sir.
W8MHS, K0ACP.
CP, this is net control. Go ahead.
We took a bearing at 1120, and it was 226, if you are interested.
We are always interested. Thank you for your report, ACP. This is W8MHS net control, standing by.
Net control, W8DOD.
Control W8MHS to DOD. Go ahead.
Standby copy. We have 222 southwest 1125. Again, copy 222 southwest 1125.
DOD, we got your report taken at 1125 on a 222 bearing. Thank you. W8MHS standing by.
W8MHS K0ACP.
ACP, go ahead.
Our bearing at 1125 was 237.
Copy that. You're reading at 1125 of 237. Roger. This is W8MHS, standing by. W8MHS, last station. Could you call in again? You were breaking up a little bit.
Net control, W8DOD.
DOD, this is net control, W8MHS. Go ahead.
And by copy, 230 southwest. Again, that's 230 southwest, 1130. Copy.
Roger, we've got your bearing of 230 southwest at 1130. This is W8MHS.
Jet Control, this is K0ACP.
ACP, this is WMHS Net Control, go ahead.
Yeah. Our 1130 bearing is 239.
Copy that, bearing of 239 from 1130, thank you. This is WMHS, standing by.
NADRF.
NADRF, this is WMHS, go ahead.
It appears the balloon is in this descent mode, just west, just east of Saginaw. So it may have popped prematurely.
We're seeing the same data, NADRF. We were about to put out a call and ask if you were seeing the same thing.
Thank you, NADRF.
W8MHS, standing by.
And for our 35 reading, we've got 240 southwest, copy.
Thank you. Reading of 240 southwest at 1135.
And W8MHS, K0ACP, our 1135 reading is 238.
Hear us now. That ACP. This is a reading of 238 at 1135. As we learn more, we'll make an announcement if the balloon is descending and the projected location. This is W8MHS standing by.
Net Control, WADOD.
This is Net Control. Go ahead, DOD.
It does look like the APRS maybe has failed because our last reading was at 27 after Cal Urban.
Copy that. We're looking at the same data and thinking the same thing. So for all we know, it's still climbing. And we've had APRS units fail in the past, or more specifically, their batteries. So as we learn more, we'll broadcast. Thanks for the update. This is W8MHS.
NADRF.
NADRF, go.
We got a direct reading from the balloon 4 minutes ago.
See that. Attention everyone, we're getting a new reading from the APRS. It looks like it's still coming down. It's at roughly 39,000 feet, and it is roughly south and to the east of Reese. So we'll keep you informed. W8MHS.
WAMHS, K0ACP.
ACP, this is Net Control, WAMHS, go ahead.
Roger, our 1140 reading was a bearing of 230 degrees.
Copy that, ACP, reading of 230 at 1140. This is WAMHS, standing by.
Control W8DOD with my 1140. Copy 235 southwest, 235 southwest. Clear.
Copy your bearing of 235 DOD at 1140. Thank you. This is Net Control W8MHS. Standing by.
Net Control W8DOD.
Go ahead, DOD.
What is the NNA balloon called, Dash 11? What is that?
Call sign of the other one is N8NNA-11. Repeat, N8NNA-11.
Yeah, copy that. That's reporting down near Frankenmuth right now.
Yeah, we were seeing a lag, and it's reporting versus something versus the other one, which is WMHS Dash 11.
Yeah, copy. It looks like they're offset. Yeah, it says it's 250 right now. All right, WMHS clear.
And this is Net Control WMHS, just standing by.
NIDRF.
NIDRF, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm receiving the WMHS Dash 11 directly. Are you copying an N8 and an A Dash 11? Is somebody else copying that?
They just noted a earlier reading.
W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Okay, so it sounds like looks like it's deviating from its predicted path significantly. What do you have for its latest elevation?
The current reading that I have is at 32,000 feet, and it is headed on a east-northeast kind of track, but it has cleared the earlier reading of Reese, and now it's kind of headed towards DOD.
Okay, well, let's hope it goes in the right direction. Yeah, I'm not copying N8 and NNA-11 anymore, so thank you much, NADRF.
Sounds good. The current reading is at 29,000 feet. It's moving laterally at 212 miles per hour, if this is correct. And on this trajectory, it will fly right over W8DOD's position.
Boy, that's really moving. So, I guess it's going to make it here. I didn't think it was going to make it here. But if we get low enough, it'll come back. It's going to go past us, and then it's going to come back.
Net Control, WADOD.
WADOD, go ahead.
So we're looking at about a 233 southwest at 1145. And we're up at about a 45-degree angle, copy.
Good to know. Thank you. We got your bearing of 233 at 1145. Thank you. This is W8MHS, standing by.
W8MHS, the 0ACP, our 1145 reading was 265. Over.
Copy that, ACP. We got your reading at 1145 at a bearing of 265. Thank you. This is W8MHS watching APRS with interest. This is pretty cool. We'll be standing by. This is W8MHS. We just now got a new fresh APRS reading from the balloon. It is at roughly 18,000 feet, and it has now entered Huron County, and it is approaching, it is still on a northeast track, so it has gone past W8DOD's location as well as N8ERF's location, and is still headed northeastwardly. So the prediction might be actually pretty decent. This is W8MHS. Standing by.
K0ACP, we have our 1150 reading if you'd like it.
Affirmative.
Bearing of 312.
Copy that, ACP. Bearing of 312 at 1150.
And stand by to copy from WADOD. We have a bearing of 13. Copy, 13.
Copy, DOD, we have your bearing of 013. Thank you. This is WMHS, standing by.
NAERF.
NAERF, go ahead.
The prediction shows that the balloon will go past our location And as it comes down, it'll start coming back towards us because the surface winds are in the opposite direction.
That is really good to know. So there's no reason for the teams to relocate at this time. Let's just keep watching and see what she does. This is W8MHS. Standing by.
That is correct. This is the most critical time to have those bearings. So if they move, they won't be collecting data. So, yeah, staying put is the right idea. NADRF.
Everybody just keep watching. This is W8MHS. Standing by.
W8MHS, K0ACP.
This is W8MHS to ACP. Go ahead.
Our bearing at 1155 was 325, 325.
Copy that, ACP. A bearing of 325 at 1155. Thank you. W8MHS.
Net Control, DOD.
Go ahead, DOD. This is Net Control, W8MHS.
55 was 035 northeast. Copy again, 035 northeast at 1155.
Copy that, DOD. Reading of 035 at 1155. Thank you. This is W8MHS. Anybody?
N8VDS.
Again.
November 8, Victor, Delta, Sierra, N8PDS.
This is W8MHS. What's your traffic?
Just be advised that I will be removing the 14768 and the 14738. From the rest of the network for a local Genesee County siren net.
Thank you very much. We seem to have plenty of coverage here. We appreciate the use of this repeater and appreciate the update. W8MHS.
Net Control, DOD.
DOD, go.
At 12 o'clock, we have a 068 east. 068 east at 12 o'clock, copy.
I copy 068 at 12 o'clock. W8MHS.
At W8MHS, K0ACP. Our 12 o'clock reading is 12012 QSL.
I copy 012 from ACP. Thank you very much. W8MHS.
Net Control, DOD.
This is W8MHS, Net Control. Go ahead, DOD.
All right, so we have a 072 east. Again, 072 east at 1205. Copy.
Copy a reading of 072 east at 1205. Thank you, sir. W8MHS, standing by.
W8DOD, standing by.
W8MHS, K0ACP.
ACP, go ahead.
Our 1205 was 24 degrees.
I copy that, ACP. A bearing of 024 at 1205. This is W8MHS. Anybody? This is W8MHS Net Control. Attention all teams. It appears that the balloon has landed. It is just south of Bach Road near Pobanz, P-O-B-A-N-Z, actually between Risky, the street Risky and Pobance. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but and it's stuck at 564 feet, so I think it's on the ground. This is W8MHS. Standing by.
MADRF.
MADRF, go.
I got it at 1.8 miles north of my current location. Does that jive with your data?
Yes, that to your, if I'm reading your location correct on APRS, it's to your northeast by roughly that.
Yeah. You may have gotten, that's an approximate to the right data. I'm going down a sketchy road, but we're going to try it anyhow, NADRF.
Yeah, good luck, yeah. You want to get over to, yeah, keep going north and hang right on the Bach Road, and you can get there.
Does it look like it's close to the road?
Negative. It looks like it's, I'm trying to see the scale. It looks like it would be maybe one city block south of Bach Road.
When you're talking about square miles, that's close to the road.
Okay. Well, the field should be dry, so W8MHS, standing by.
W8MHS, K0ACP.
ACP, go ahead.
We are no longer picking up the beacon at our location. However, I did just get a APRS beacon. It is 17 degrees from my position, as well as 5 miles on a 17-degree bearing. USL?
USL, got it. We're seeing the same thing. This is W8MHS. Anybody?
ADRF.
ERF, go ahead.
The RDF teams can secure their locations and head toward the landing site if they wish, and anybody else that's out there can head towards the landing site. You guys at your location advise what your intentions are.
We'll stay here for now until you got confirmation of the balloon, and then we'll decide from there.
Okay, very well. NADRF.
NADRF, standing by.
NADRF.
NADRF, go.
Yeah, I'm on Bach Road, and I don't see it yet, but the last reading I had was about 3/10 of a mile from my from my Bach Road and whatever other dirt road I was just on.
Okay, sounds good. It looks like Rick, RNK, is almost on top of it. He could probably be the first one there.
Yeah, you were last year, too, and that'd be great.
Sounds good. Yeah, you still need to go northward quite a ways.
Well, according to my radio, I'm north of it already.
Okay. Well, let us know when you find it. W8MHS, standing by.
So is Rick north of my location?
Sorry, there's a double up there. Yes, Rick is north of your location.
Next control, K0 ACP.
ACP, go ahead.
Our team is relocating to Bach and Risky Road. Bach and Risky.
that, you're relocating your team to Bakken Risky Road. This is WMHS, standing by.
Control, WADOD.
DOD, go ahead.
We're relocating to the same location, copy.
Copy that, DOD. You and your team are relocating to the same location of Risky and Bach. NHS, standing by.
NATRF.
NATRF, this is WMHS, go ahead.
I am on Bach, just east of Risky Road, and it's my system is telling me that I'm in a tenth of a mile north of the payload.
Perfect. And we just got an update. Rick passed it, it looks like. So, Rick, if you're listening to this, KD0RMK, you've gone too far. This is WMHS, standing by.
WHMHS, this is NHNNA. Net control, this is NHNNA.
Jackie, this is net control, WHMHS, go ahead.
Just wanted to give you an update on the launch teams. I left last and have just left Frankenmuth headed your way, so everyone else should be between me and you.
Excellent. Well, the balloon is down, and we have several teams converging on it, so they will find out its exact location and a good place to find it, and then we will radio that to everyone so that you can all meet up and go secure the balloon together. Sound good?
That sounds good, Jack. I will call the people that do not have radio operators when we know for certain where it is. Thank you. NNA clear.
That's good. This is Net Control, WMHS, standing by.
WMHS, NADRF.
This is Net Control, WMHS. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we have permission to enter the property if it's the right property. Could you contact K0ACP or W8MH, correction, W8DOD, and see if they're on their way to this location? So that I'd like to verify with radio direction finding before we go in.
Copy that. Keeping the line open, ACP or DOD, do you have either a visual or radio bearing on the payload?
This is ACP. I believe I have visual on it, approximately 2/10 of a mile due south of me, at the corner of Risky and Bach Road.
Copy that. Roughly 2/10 of a mile south of Bach Road between Risky and Pobot. Is that correct?
Negative. Not quite all the way to Risky.
Affirmative. Yeah, if you get to Risky, you've gone too far. So it's between Risky and Pobots, and then south of Bach Road.
Also, the Fox beacon is booming in, so I know we're close.
Affirmative. And KD0RMK is also really close, too, so you might see his Jeep, and he might have a visual on it as well.
Net Control, WADOD, are you following me?
DOD, repeat, please.
Yeah, do you have me on your map?
I do. You're you're a little bit north of, you're on Bayport Road, is that correct?
I can turn on the box.
Then you're headed in the right direction. If you get to the road named Pobots, you have gone too far.
Repeat, please.
So you're on Bach. You're going to pass Risky Road, which goes north and south. And if you get to Pobots, P-O-B-A-N-Z, you've gone too far. So, W-A-D-O-D, just keep going. Once you pass Risky, keep an eye out. It will be on your right.
Copy that. We just pulled off. We're doing a little more RDF on it, so the boys know how to find things. So we'll be there momentarily, W-A-D-O-D.
Sounds good, DOD. This is W-A-M-H-S, standing by.
Hey, Dennis, it's off to your left over that direction.
W-8-M-S-H, G-O-8, Papa Lima Mike, do you copy?
Paul, this is W-8-M-H-S, go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering, I heard did they find the location of the balloon, and they're seeking permission to go on the property? That's the last I heard. Any update?
They know where the balloon is. They are now trying to find a good spot where it's safe for students to get to it and not have to cross a ditch or anything like that. So the balloon is definitely down, and just now trying to figure out the best place to park and to secure it and to get a group photo.
Copy on that. Did he have a visual on it?
One of them did, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Kilo 8, Papali, the mic clear.
Okay, Paul, talk to you later. This is W8MHS. Standing by.
This is NA here. I don't think anybody's got a visual on it yet.
We heard one person, but okay. Still looking for it, huh?
I could be wrong, so NADRF.
NADRF, this is Met Control. Met Control to NADRF, do you copy?
Hello, NADRF.
Okay, this is letting you know that Search and Rescue is packing up and they're going to leave, and they would ask that you perhaps drop off the HPs and the battery to them at their home location later.
I will comply in any area.
Sir, this is W8MHS standing by.
Hey, Jack, what were they using for a call sign on the balloon on APRS?
Call sign on the balloon that we're using is W8MHS-11. Copy?
Read us, WR.
SWR, is that Jeff? This is W8MHS.
Give me the SWR. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jeff.
NADRF.
Jeff, can you stand by? Go ahead, NADRF.
Did you bring a drone?
Affirmative, I did bring a drone.
Would you be willing to turn over net control to your assistant and bring it out?
I could. Except my assistant packed up and left. So I'm net control right now. I just found an assistant, so yes, I can pack up and head over there with the drone to help locate the balloon. And in the meantime, they'll pack up the trailer and stuff like that and get it ready for mobile. But yes, so I'm going to change that control over to someone from search and rescue and head over towards the balloon. That's a good, Dennis?
This is MNA.
I'm sorry, can you repeat? You're breaking up a little bit.
This is NHNNA. I am almost at your location.
Okay. We'll see you when you get here. And this is WMHS. Standing by.
Okay. Jack, I'm offering to help with the transport of the drone. Go ahead.
Affirmative. I'm going to go. I have the drone in the vehicle, and I'll head over there.
Net control, KBS 3. KBS 3, clear.
Net control, WADOD.
Net control, go.
We have a possible sighting. We're working it right now.
Okay, as that you have a possible sighting.
That's affirmative. We've got a grove of trees over here off of this Perfect Road or whatever it is, right at Birch, that are southwest, and we think it's in a tree out there in the middle of a farmland.
Okay, Dennis is on the phone with Jack Green. I will relay to you. NHR from Net Control. NADRF from Air Control. Keep it a secret. NADRF, NADRF from KBS-3. NADRF, NADRF, KBS-3.
Net control, WADOD.
DOD, go ahead.
So we're 90% confirmed that we have eyes on it. We're going to have to tread a little bit to be 100%, but we're really close.
Okay, sounds good. I haven't been able to get a hold of Dennis on the air, so we've pulled net control, so you'll have to do local coordination.
Very good. Yeah, everybody's stacked on top. Everybody right here. If you want an APRS off WADOD, that's right where we are.
All right, sounds good. He's got APRS in his truck, so he can locate you.
Very good. WADOD monitor.
KB8 SOE.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
All right, this is NAVDS, and I will be clear.
This is NAGRF. This is NADRF.
Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima, mobile.
WAYRC, N8X. W8YRC, N8XP Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFH-CZZB, monitoring.
N-E-R-F. N-E-R-F, KFH-CZZB. Any of the Midland Balloon Rescue units on frequency? KFH-CZZB.
KFH-CZZB monitoring Millington area.
Oh, good afternoon. I was just trying to get a hold of, see if there's anybody still on frequency from the Midland Balloon Launch. See if they made out, but I can give them a call on the phone. I'm gonna give
him
a call on phone.
Can you get us over here? Hey, Roger, that copy you there from Midland, from Millington, and heading toward First Run right now.
Okay, 73, I'm on the phone. Can you get us over here?
KFH-CZZB, clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KF-80 Whale.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KF8CDK monitoring.
Seven Lima Romeo Kilo calling for a radio check. Over.
Seven, got a copy here in Michigan. ADFK, back to you.
Mike Seven Lima Romeo Kilo, can I have your call sign again, please?
Yes, you may. This is Leonard, AD8FK, Alpha Delta 8, Foxtrot Kilo, in Michigan. And the name here is Leonard. Back to you.
Good evening, Leonard. My name is Luke. I am currently in London. The time is 10 to midnight. I was just going through the repeaters on Echolink, trying to find ones from Minnesota, but I don't know how much luck I'm having so far. Back to you.
Well, on the alphabet, you're close, but Minnesota is about another 800 miles west of here. So I'm in Michigan, you say you're on Echolink, so that explains it there. But that's the best we can do for you there, Luke.
Well, at least I've got the right continent.
Yes, you got the right continent. Keep working. Working, I think, up the list. You got to get up the list a little bit to Michigan. But I'm sure you have, was it repeater book available. If you're working at Echolink, I'm sure you have repeater book, and you can find out which ones have Echolink available in Minnesota. So that's one nice thing about it, is you can search it, and you will find it. Thank you, Luke. This is AD8FK, just north of Detroit.
Mike 7 Lima Romeo Kilo, thank you for your help. I will check repeater book and try and aim for 800 miles west of you. 73, thank you so much.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Around this evening for a radio check.
Penetrate.
Sounds okay to me. WAYRC, look here.
All right. Yeah, thanks for that. I just got a node set up for someone. And was having all sorts of trouble getting it to connect. But it turns out it was my T-Mobile. I got T-Mobile internet here, which is just a nightmare when it comes to these all-star nodes. But switched it over to my Verizon connection, and it's working like a champ. So, okay, you sound real good coming this way, too. So it sounds like the levels are all good. I'm on the Mount Clemens machine. And looks like you're up on the Lapeer machine. So good evening. Name here is Sean, by the way, and the call is W8FU.
Yeah, real good, Sean. Yeah, here in Lapeer with the bent over tower. I'm the repeater trustee, and I'm not trusting the repeater right now. So I have to receive at my house, but the rest of us north of here. I was just playing around with Fusion. That's interesting. I just clicked over and now I'm seeing a map, APRS, and my location. So not sure what I did. I had never played with Fusion yet. So another brain teaser. I got the ISU 991A, and I got to play that now. I'll let you go. I'm sure you're still playing there. I use T-Mobile out in my RV, sometimes in the house. I get it as my backup, and I like it. And that's why I just connect on that all the time with the nodes and stuff. 73 WAYRC.
Penetrating the daylight.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I heard about your mishap at the tower there, and I followed kind of the adventures as they got it up and running for you there and stuff, so good deal. It's sounding really good. I guess it's working pretty good for you up there, so that's good, and hopefully there's some funds or GoFundMe or something going so you can get some funds to get the tower back up and running. So that sounds good, but it sounds good. And, yeah, Fusion, I don't have a lot of experience with it. You know, just it's very easy to use, and I don't claim to be anything more than a superficial user. And, it sure makes a lot of sense for a digital mode. It's pretty easy to use, one of the best in that regard. So, and then a final note on the T-Mobile thing. Yeah, it's that carrier-grade NAT that they run. They run that carrier-grade NAT, so you never know what
the heck IP address you're going to get at any given second. It could change on you right in the middle of, you know, and I'm having trouble registering with all Starlink. There's claiming I'm one IP, and, you know, the IP on record does not match the IP being sent, and so it's not going to match anything. It's just a royal pain. I may go back to something like WOW or 123Net or something for my primary connection, and then just relinquish the T-Mobile. Sure is economical, and it works really good otherwise, but I may switch that back. Or I may jump on the 44Net. I'm not terribly far from one of the sites that we're going to put the multi-point dishes on, so maybe I'll do that for my ham radio stuff, and then I can stay with T-Mobile for all my recreational stuff. Anyhow, a lot of ooh squirrels there in that last conversation. So unless there's anything else, we'll cut you loose, let you have some fun with the fusion, and thanks again for the check. YRC, I'm not going to try to get the rest. From WAFU, after yours.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, my name is Mike. So anyway, 73 Sean, catch up with you later. WAYRC.
All right, W8YRC. Very good. All right, Mike, take care. Good luck. W8FU.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.